你啊。I used to wonder what friendship could be. Until you all shared its magic with me.
Hello and welcome to today's show. I'm here with Julia.
Hello.
And we are ready to talk about the next My Little Pony episode. But before we get to that, we want to do a recap quick from last time.
Yeah, we asked the question, who's the better Apple Bucker? And the winner is Applejack.
Yay, Applejack. Congratulations. Applejack does not win anything except for our congratulations, but that's okay.
Yep.
And we will have another question for this episode, too.
Once you hear the episode recap, because if you didn't watch it, you won't understand it.
Okay, so we'll bring it up later in the middle. You'll just have to stay tuned for that. But before we get too far into it, I wanted to give you ways that you can communicate with us. We have a Facebook page if you're interested in joining there. Just go to the search bar and search for My Little Pony Podcast. You can also email at mylittleponypodcast@gmail.com. And that's all one word, mylittleponypodcast, one word, @gmail.com. You can follow us at Twitter. On Twitter, and that is at MLP Podcast. Again, that's one word, MLP Podcast. And also, you can rate us and review on iTunes. We did have another few iTunes ratings, so that's good. We have a total of 15 now, 4 stars, and that is really great. We got another one from Rolling264, so we definitely appreciate that one.
Oh, and just so you know, nice. I totally agree with you about Derpy.
Good.
I can't believe that they did that. So, anyway, I am still trying to contact a lot of the bronies out there. So, just so you know, I am on the lookout for bronies. So, I'm trying to find a few other people. So you just don't have to listen to us. So,
yep.
Someone was supposed to come on with me today. Not going to say their name, but someone was supposed to be on, but
we just can't seem to work it out. I don't know exactly what the problem is, but we are going to keep
trying.
Yep, for sure. So, all right. And I see there you have your Princess Celestia that your sister made you.
Yeah.
With the little perler beads that you iron together, she made
Princess Celestia.
It actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
If I do say so myself.
And I don't know if I'm going to make a Princess Luna, but I saw on the back of the sheet that there's also a human form. So I'm like, hooray, I can make Luna in pony form and in princess and in human.
Because Luna's your favorite, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
And I don't think that's fair. Well, at Princess Celestia banished her for 1,000 years.
Well,
1,000 years. Jeez.
Then you should be good, and then you won't have to be banished. That's all I can say about that.
Well,
I think it is.
Well, maybe. Maybe some evil thing just took her over, and she wasn't conscious of it.
Could be. I suppose that's possible. Hard to know, though. All right. Well, let's get into the next episode. This is it episode 5? I have totally lost track.
It's episode 5.
Okay.
I think. I don't know for sure. But anyway, it's called Griffin the Brush Off, correct?
Yes, Griffin the Brush Off.
And I don't know about you guys, but the Griffin sort of reminds me of the Manticore that they call it in the first episode.
Maybe they just decided to rename. But a Griffin is kind of like an eagle.
It's half eagle and half lion.
Does it remind you a little bit of Gryffindor? Hello! Yes! Gryffindor. That's what it's named. That's what Gryffindor is named after.
Yeah, I have a giant Gryffindor badge thing on my wall. I'm sorry to say that there's no My Little Pony there, but I probably...
Well, maybe there should be.
Yeah. I'm definitely getting some My Little Pony stuff on there soon. Anyway, I have a giant Gryffindor thing on my wall. And,
Because doesn't the Gryffindor sign or whatever have a griffin on it?
Yeah.
Okay, thought so. Hello, I'm not crazy.
Gryffindor.
That's what I just said, but I didn't know if it had a picture of it on.
They name it the Griffin. And you don't
but, like, Slytherin one has a snake on it, right?
Yeah.
So how do they... What's that? What's the animal?
The snake. Salazar Slytherin.
But Slytherin doesn't mean snake, other than a snake slithers. No,
listen. The guy that founded Slytherin could talk to snakes.
I know, but I'm saying
there. So snake.
There's a connection between Griffin, the animal, and Gryffindor, and then Gryffindor has it on their banner. Okay.
Also in Hufflepuff.
What is Hufflepuff Badger? Yeah, that one doesn't match either. And what's Ravenclaw? Ravenclaw has a raven on it.
I don't think it's... I think it's like an eagle or something. Or an owl, the wise owl.
Maybe.
It's some type of bird, but I don't
know. I bet it's a raven. So that would be the only other one that matches. But those are the two coolest houses. So, okay. All right.
I thought this pretty cool. Okay, before we get way off topic about arguing about...
Harry Potter and houses. We will do that on our Harry Potter podcast, which we don't do, but just for pretend.
Anyway, we might do some Harry Potter stuff later on.
Yes.
But anyway.
Okay.
So, I lost my train of thought. Where were we?
Let's get started with the episode.
Okay. Why don't you start us off?
Well, the episode starts before the theme song kind of comes up. We have Pinkie Pie and Twilight Sparkle hanging out in the park. Pinkie Pie talking away as usual. And
I have a question. Does she ever stop talking?
I know, she really drives me crazy. She reminds me a little bit of your little sister when she gets in a row. And she just blah, 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 blah.
That's my sister
And it, like,
night.
Doesn't blah, matter blah. What she's saying, Twilight she just keeps talking.
Yeah, actually, in the episode, Pinkie Pie is so out of it, Twilight's just reading her book, going like, whenever Pinkie Pie pauses. And Pinkie Pie just doesn't even notice, really. She Twilight just keeps on going, and it just keeps on going like that. It's super funny. But anyway, after that, Rainbow Dash flies in, and Pinkie Pie is like, Rainbow Dash, Rainbow Dash. Now, if someone like Pinkie Pie was following me, I'd do what Rainbow Dash did. Run the other way. But I would at least look where I was going. Because after that, Rainbow Dash crashes into a mountain. So, watch where you're going, Rainbow Dash. You don't need to become a derpy.
Yeah, that would not be good. And mountains hurt when they run into your face.
How would you know?
I've run into mountains before. Okay, just kidding.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, how do you know? Anyway,
Then we have Pinkie Pie and Twilight again. Pinkie Pie looking for Rainbow Dash everywhere. And she can't just ask once. She has to ask a million times.
Every pony.
Right.
She has to ask every pony. I think she asked like 15 ponies before Twilight finally points up with her hoof and says, isn't she up there? Oh my gosh, Pinkie Pie, you are out of it.
Yeah, that's Pinkie for ya.
Yep.
So Pinkie needs a favor, and
Rainbow Dash keeps on just running away,
which is pretty mean.
Yeah, I mean, if someone, even for Pinkie Pie, who's really annoying, even if Pinkie Pie comes running up to me, I would run away like the first two times. But no, Rainbow Dash runs away like 5 times. I'm just like, whatever, just do it. Just do what she wants and then maybe she'll leave you alone. So, but anyway, Rainbow Dash does actually help Pinkie Pie in the end. And Pinkie has Rainbow Dash help prank Spike.
I think Spike is a little too much of an easy target. I also think Pinkie Pie would be an easy target because she's a little bit ditzy and not into things. But then again, actually, in their own ways, they could all be good targets just because, like, Twilight Sparkle gets so into her books that she would be a good target. Rarity is too busy looking in a mirror that she could be a good target.
Like, literally. You could walk in front of the mirror holding, like, a sign that says, we are going to prank you, like, behind Rarity when she's looking in the mirror, and she'll just be so caught up in her silly little life.
Yeah.
And she won't even notice. And Twilight is so nerdy that...
Spike actually might be a good one to prank because he's probably not going to prank you back.
Yeah. He's, like, too scared.
Yeah.
I guess you could say he's a little bit laid back.
And Fluttershy also probably would not prank you back.
Yeah. Fluttershy's prank would be like, I don't know.
Well.
Tell us, what do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think Fluttershy would pull as a prank? You could email us at mylittlepodcast@gmail.com.
Or Twitter.
Yeah, or Twitter.
Or Facebook.
Yeah.
All right. So, they prank Spike. He gets the hiccups, which is a little annoying to listen to. Like, it's annoying to listen to anyone with hiccups. But
and my hiccups are so dangerous.
He's not hurt, so that's good. That makes a good prank. He did have the... He does have the hiccups, though, for a while.
Yeah. Pinkie Pie and Rainbow Dash, next prank, Rarity. But first, they pick up some supplies, and what they do is they put sneezing powder in Rarity's flowers because they know that she would sniff them, and so...
Ha 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 ha! So they apparently like to make people hiccup and now sneeze. Makes you wonder, are they going to try to make someone burp next, or cough? Or do something else because...
None of those, actually.
Well, but they seem to have a trend going so far. I guess one thing made them think of another.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, next, Pinkie Pie and Rainbow Dash prank Twilight Sparkle. Now she's doing this science-y stuff, mixing chemicals. I don't know what she's mixing, but she's just mixing random stuff. And, together, and actually what happened was that she is using a pen and quill. Now, this is the drawback of pen and quills. I know they're awesome, but what happened was someone can so easily prank you with that, like put something else than ink in that.
Yeah.
And that's actually what they did. They put, like, disappearing ink or... I don't know what they did. Invisible ink, maybe? It shows up for, like, a second, and then next thing it's gone. But anyway, Pinkie Pie...
And they do Applejack, right?
I don't know. Do they?
Yeah, they do a prank on Applejack, I think, next.
Yeah, they, like, paint all her apples. That's pretty funny right there. These are still harmless pranks that it doesn't really matter. Like, later we find out that it's just paint and that it comes off in water. And Applejack is just like...
So it's just kind of annoying, but it's not hurting anyone. Yeah. And they don't seem, like, really mad or anything.
Yeah, they just... I guess you could say that they enjoy a good prank every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway... Pinkie Pie next pranks Rainbow Dash. And honestly, I did not see that coming. But the way that they did that is they were actually going to prank Fluttershy, but Pinkie Pie came to her senses and like, no, we can't prank Fluttershy. It'll hurt her feelings.
Yeah.
And so Member Dash was looking into a telescope, and let me ask you, how is it, if you're a pranker, how is it possible not to put something around the telescope lens?
Or yeah.
Something.
It's like you have to. Yeah, you almost have to.
It's like you're itching to do it.
It's one of those classic
yeah.
tricks.
Yeah.
So, I guess now is probably, well, there's one more prank, right?
No, that's awesome.
Okay. Now is a good time to probably talk about the poll then.
Yeah. Who do you think is the better pranker? Rainbow Dash or Pinkie Pie?
So who had the better pranks, who had the better ideas? In the future, if they were going to keep pranking or we keep seeing them prank, who do you think would be the best? Just let us know, either Twitter, Facebook, email.
And let me just say one thing. I'm not trying to sway your answer, but I'm just pointing something out. Has Rainbow Dash pranked Pinkie Pie yet?
Dun, dun, dun.
I mean, Pinkie Pie, well, I guess she has, because actually Rainbow Dash, she kicks the cloud to scare
yeah.
Spike, and then she kicks it again to scare Pinkie Pie, and so then she got the hiccup.
She kind of got it that way.
And then she... But then she got Rainbow Dash back.
Yep.
So, and I don't know, but it was sort of a prank because she was, like, when Rainbow Dash ran into the mountain, it was, like, sort of a prank. I don't know that much, but I guess you could count it as a prank, but anyway, let me know. There is the next question. Again, email... Tweet us.
Let us know somehow. We'll yeah. count them up and let you know on the next episode what the top one was. Who the winner. The winner of the prank off.
And, what happens next?
Is this where they meet Gilda?
Yep.
Gilda.
The Griffin.
Gilda the Griffin. Good name for a griffin.
Yeah. Now, I have something to the animators or whoever comes up with the names. Can you be a little bit more creative? Gilda the Griffin? Come on.
I don't know. I don't think it's that bad. Gilda is the name of the good witch in The Wizard of Oz. Or, no, that's Glinda.
Yeah.
But, it's not a terrible name. It's a little bit unusual. It kind of reminds me of somebody that... glows or is golden or something. Just the name kind of sounds like that to me.
Gilda comes to Ponyville after trying to get rid of Pinkie Pie, and because it's like Pinkie Pie comes up with all these random contraptions. Like a helicopter, tons of balloons, and so she just comes up with these random contraptions, and so Gilda tries to get rid of Pinky, and I'm just saying...
I would try to get rid of Pinky too, though. I find her incredibly annoying.
Well,
so I can't say
Gilda was very mean about it. She was like, just get lost.
But to... defend Gilda a little bit.
Don't defend Gilda. Don't. I forbid you.
No, but Pinkie Pie wouldn't take a hint either. If you were trying to hint, like, can you just... You're being annoying or leave us alone. Pinkie would not take a hint.
True.
So what do you do? Sometimes then you just have to be rude.
Yeah.
Or maybe not rude, but you have to be more direct.
Yeah, but what Gilda did was totally... uncalled for.
Yeah.
She, like, threw Pinkie Pie out of the air. That was... I mean, I know Pinkie Pie is annoying, but isn't that... a lot uncalled for?
Well, and calls her names, too.
Yeah.
Calls her a dweeb, right?
Yeah.
And Stinky Pie, which is what I should start calling your sister from now on. Because she likes Pinkie Pie. Yeah. Probably because they both talk so much. I will start calling her Stinky Pie. Okay.
Anyway, and then Pinkie Pie, after she finally takes a hint, she says, fine, whatever. And then she goes to Twilight and just complains over and over and over. Twilight says, well, Pinkie, I think that you're maybe jealous.
Jealous? No way. I would not be jealous.
Green with envy. This, like, well, in your case, pink with envy.
Ha ha ha.
Not very funny. That's, like, the worst pun ever made in pony history.
And do you think there's a little bit of truth to that? Do you think Pinkie is a little jealous? So, there's two parts to it. First, Gilda is mean. We know that. And then also, there's probably a little bit of jealousy there. So, I guess if you put it all together, it's maybe half and half. Okay.
Anyway, after that, Pinkie is like, maybe I did misjudge her and just maybe give her a chance. And so Rainbow Dash has to take care of a few weather jobs and leaves Gilda alone in Ponyville.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, walk around and meet a few ponies. What would you call them? Ponyvillites?
Pony villains?
Well, that's like saying that they're pony space villains.
I know, that's why it's funny.
No. Because they're not villains.
Okay. Sorry.
But anyway, once Rainbow Dash leaves, Gilda pranks, steals, and bullies people. And
nice! Just kidding. She's not nice.
I'm giving you the dirty.
Did you see when she ran into Fluttershy?
Oh my gosh.
So, you know, kind little Fluttershy, and she runs into her, and Fluttershy, or Gilda goes, I'm walking here! You know that part?
Yeah.
And then that's from that's from a movie, though. That's from a famous movie that you probably haven't seen. I know you haven't seen it, but it's kind of a grown-up one from a movie called Midnight Cowboy. An old movie for us old people, but it's kind of a famous line, so people say that a lot.
Yeah, and so Fluttershy says, I'm sorry, I, and then she just stutters like crazy.
That is what she likes to do.
Stutters. But Gilda takes it out of control and just starts like bullying her, really badly.
Which is just mean. I mean, they wouldn't even prank Fluttershy thinking she wouldn't do it, let alone just totally bullying her.
Yeah. And the odd thing was, she was leading a duck family through Ponyville. And
aww, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
So then Pinkie Pie is like,
I'm gonna fix Gilda's attitude. Pinkie Pie style. Whoop.
Now, is this the one where you can see two ponies in the background that kind of look derpy-ish?
Yeah.
Did you catch that? If you people didn't catch it, go back and look.
Yep.
For the derpy look ponies.
Yeah, there are a lot of ponies based off other ponies. And I have something to say. I saw this on YouTube.
Okay.
Bon Bon, she is the pony, she's not a boy, but she is the pony that has, like, pink and blue mane. She has, like, Bon Bon cute mark, and so that's how she got her name, and she has different voices every time she talks. It's like, It's just totally different. I might have to put a link in there or just show it to you, but she has like 1,000 voices. She has a voice every time she speaks. And while we're on the topic of voices, I don't know what season it was, but on like a special episode with Queen Chrysalis, Lyra has a voice. She has never spoken, even though she is like always in the background. She finally has a voice. So I'm really excited about that.
Yes, that's definitely
good news. And while we're on the topic of Lyra, she is a stalker.
She's a stalker or
yeah,
a sucker?
She is a stalker. She is a stalker. She was in Canterlot with Twilight. You see her in the first episode. And then you can see her in Ponyville. So she stalks Twilight Sparkle. So that's a little bit weird. What am I saying? That's really weird. But anyway. Pinkie Pie actually ends up throwing a party for Gilda. And,
so, you know, Gilda would kind of, it's not a bad idea. You know, Pinkie Pie loves to throw parties, and Gilda would kind of be into that.
Yeah. And, she actually, Fluttershy, now I feel for you here, Fluttershy. She is like scared because she got bullied, and she walks up to Pinkie Pie and says, "Are you sure this is a good idea?" And here's Pinkie Pie's response, and this is a quote: "Don't worry, pretty little head, about Gilda. Your Auntie Pinkie Pie has it all under control." To Fluttershy, and Fluttershy's answer is, "But I'm a year older than you." And that's a little bit sassy for Fluttershy. And she gets really... And you can just see the look on her face. She is really mad at Pinkie Pie for that. And I didn't actually catch that when it aired on Hub.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't actually catch that. So.
But you saw it when you rewatched it?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, it's funny because when you watch things again and again, you can always find
new things,
yeah.
And so, yeah. Gilda walks in, and there are a ton of these little tiny pranks from Gilda. Well, not intended for Gilda, as we find out later, but just in general. And the first one was the hoof buzzer. She shook hands with Pinkie Pie, and so Pinkie Pie, like, electrocuted her. What was the second one? I don't remember. Oh, I think it was, vanilla lemon drops. What? They were actually peppers.
Yum.
And then she goes to the punch, and that was there. It was a dribble glass, actually, which means that's all it leaked out through the bottom. So, the next prank was, I think it was the cake? I don't know for sure, but anyway... The cake had relighting candles, and the next prank was the not really a prank, but just in general. After those pranks, Gilda plays pin the tail on the pony. Now that's really fun. And what happened was they blindfolded her, and then they spun her around, and then Pinkie Pie just started leading Gilda toward the pony poster. But then Gilda said, "This is another one of your dumb pranks, isn't it?" I was like,
busted.
No. It was like, no, I'm going to walk this way. And so, anyway, she walked the other way, slipped on a piece of icing, and actually ran, and she actually slipped out through the door. And after that, she blames Pinkie Pie for them. But we actually find out it was Rainbow Dash.
Dun, dun, dun.
Who put them there? And Rainbow Dash is like, you know what? If being cool is all you care about, because Gilda has a lot of feedback about that. And Rainbow Dash says, if being cool is all you care about, then maybe you should go and find some cool friends somewhere else. Now, good job to Rainbow Dash right there.
Yeah.
Good job.
Putting the smack down.
And Gilda leaves, and I guess you could say Rainbow Dash is upset at first, because, well, anyone would be upset if they lost their friend. So, I can sort of feel for her, but she shouldn't be that upset, because Gilda is such an idiot and a meanie. So, that about wraps up the episode. I'm gonna try to put Bon Bon of 1,000 Voices somewhere in here, but we'll just see.
Well, we can put
the link in the description.
Yeah, we can put it in.
I didn't put those in my bag.
Is she still here? We heard Fluttershy was here.
That incredible, amazing doll.
Mine's got rocks in it.
Go ahead, try one of your jokes out on me. I laugh at everything.
And we also want to remind you to vote in our poll at for the, what was the question again?
Who is the better pranker, Rainbow Dash or Pinkie Pie?
Yep, so if you vote...
Oh, and just so you know, they try to prank each other at the end with the hoof buzzer. They each have a hoof buzzer, so they buzz each other at the same time.
Hilarious. So vote, you can vote on Facebook. Just search for My Little Pony Podcast and you'll find us. You can email us at mylittleponypodcast@gmail.com, Twitter at MLP Podcast. And you can also rate and review on iTunes. Yeah. We're looking forward to that.
And so this about wraps it up. Anything to add?
No, thanks for listening. We've had quite a few listeners. Maybe next time we'll give an update on our listeners in the different countries and stuff.
Yeah, and before we end this here, I just have something to say. I was going to make a mini cast about this, but actually, there was a poll about the best animated film, and I don't know if My Little Pony won first place, but I do know that they won on like the 1st to 5th rank. So, I'm just saying, is that awesome or what?
Of course.
My Little Pony, is that popular? And when I started watching it, I'm like, I was sort of embarrassed at first that I liked what they call a little kid show. But then, of course, it's like, whoop. And now I am not embarrassed because I have My Little Pony stuff all over my desk. Almost everything that I make at art. Because we had to make V trees, I made a Discord tree with all the elements of harmony on it.
Very, very cool.
So, and now I have Princess Celestia from the Perla Reads. So,
well, thank you, everybody, and I hope you enjoyed it. We will see you in a couple weeks. Bye bye.
Luna for the win.